And so a name would be called from the audience, and one of the kids, two of the kids would come up from the two teams, and they would be grabbing whatever the item was that was there at the front, and they would begin to describe, you know, what that item could possibly be used for. And so they gave some, you know, crazy ideas, you know, this could be a hat or this could be a steering wheel. And so there were some good ideas, creative, but there was also some sketchy things, you know, that were mentioned. Now, this bowl is just a standard bowl from home that we use for a lot of normal things that you use around the house, mixing, transporting, letting your grandkids fill it up with Lego, that kind of stuff. But what happens when we give the Lord opportunity to step into our lives and to use something as simple as a bowl for his purposes? Or can I say, as he would like to have it used, as he would intend? And the reason I say this is because of this particular verse. And it says, "And when he had taken it," this is the scroll, "the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense." Now, here's the part I want to focus on today, which are the prayers of God's people. Do you ever stop and think about that? That God actually collects our prayers in a bowl to be used for his glory and honor. Now, I want us to step into Psalm 107, which actually talks about the journey of God's people through life at various stages, how they responded, and ultimately how God responded to them. And what I want us to note as you will listen to me actually read this passage from Psalm 107, is the number of times that the bowl gets used, or prayers go forth to the Lord. And we'll hear that. And so we should use our prayers. We should use our prayer bowls, if I can call it that, to call out to God during the journey of our lives. So please allow me to read for you Psalm 107. And actually fits in very well with Psalm 136, but you do not have to repeat. His love endures forever, okay? It's all good. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies, for he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkest and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. And that is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one was there to help them. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. Some were fools. They rebelled and suffered for their sins, and they couldn't stand the thought of food, and they were knocking on death's door. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love, for the wonderful things he has done for them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. Some went off to sea in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They too observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke, and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and plunged again to the depths, and the sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. Let them exalt him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. He changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry, thirsty land. He turns the fruitful land into salty wastelands because of the wickedness of those who live there. But he also turns the pools of water, the dry land, into springs of water. He brings the hungry to settle there and to build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. They raise large families. How many of you have a large family? There and their hands or their herds of livestock increase. When they decrease in number and become impoverished through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt on their princes, causing them to wander in trackless wastelands. But he rescues the poor from trouble and increases their families like flocks of sheep. The godly will see these things and be glad, while the wicked are struck silent. Those who are wise will take all this to heart, and they will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. Amen. You know, it's good to actually sit down and read a whole chapter like that when you're just on your own, because it really will speak to you what the Lord wants to say to us as his people. So what do I want to say? Well, the first thing I want to say is that God loves us. This is just a reality for all of us. And what I would say is check out the bookends on this particular chapter in Psalm 107. And the first verse says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And how long does his love endure? Forever. How long is that? Forever. Okay. Wow, you guys are smart. That's amazing. Now, here's the truth. We could actually camp right here on this particular verse and talk about how much God loves us and that we are called to give thanks to him. Why? Because he's good and that his love endures forever. And the reality is that is a very, very simple truth. But how many of us live with this truth ringing in our hearts on a daily, on a regular basis? Because the reality is when we know the truth, it will help us to live free and to walk in the freedom that God gives. And I know that we all want to live free, completely free, as we journey through our lives. Can I say this? We want our bowls to be filled with prayers of thanksgiving because he is good, because his love endures forever. God loves us even when we do foolish things. Anybody here ever done a foolish thing? Okay, 8 of us, okay. The rest of you, you can just close off your ears and you don't have to listen to a thing I'm going to say, okay? But God loves us. He doesn't condone our foolish actions, but he loves us even when we do foolish things. And it's an opportunity for us to cry out to God, "Lord, I screwed up again. Lord, help." And guess what? He does, because he loves us. So that's the one bookend. And on the other end, verse 43, those who are wise will take all this to heart. they will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. Anybody here wise? Nobody? What? Okay, are you sitting beside somebody who's wise? Your hands better go up now, okay? I like it that it says, they will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. What does your history book read like? Are people seeing that God has loved you and that you are declaring His love and His work in your life because of what He has done and who He is? Stop and think about this. God demonstrated His love to His people throughout their journey, as we read in Psalm 107. The good, the bad, through the good choices, through the not so good choices, that they would know that He loves them and that their cries for help would be heard and answered. Heard by their Heavenly Father because He loves His people and He loves them faithfully. The faithful love of the Lord. And the good news in this is that God's love for us is not dependent upon the ups or the downs that we go through. He just loves us because He loves us. He's our Heavenly Father. You know, as I think about this, I think about that song that we probably, many of us would have learned in Sunday school. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves us. The Bible tells us so. God loves us. He loves us. Simple truth of the Scriptures, but it's one that we need to hold on to. And not only does God love us, but God hears our prayers. He hears our prayers. I was watching Pilgrim's Progress quite a while ago now, but it's a great story if you've never watched it or heard about it. It was created back in the 1600s by a man named John Bunyan. Have you heard of John Bunyan? He spent a decade of his life in prison because he was a follower of Jesus and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the blessing actually that came of with him being in prison was that this allegory, Pilgrim's Progress, was actually prepared by him. And it beautifully outlines the journey of the follower of Jesus, that sometimes we get it right and sometimes we screw up. And the character in the film, Christian Pilgrim, what a great name, hey? Christian Pilgrim. It's the name of the guy on this journey. And he is reassured that whenever he calls out for help, Lord help, is that help will come. And so at one point in the film, he is actually coming upon what's referred to as the swamp of despondency. And he is wallowing in the mud all alone. And he's feeling helpless and he's drowning. And it sounds a little bit like how we may feel at different times in our lives. And it's in this moment that he cries, help! And then all of a sudden, on the bank of the water, there is this individual who grabs hold of him and brings him out onto the bank. And Christian Pilgrim asks, well, who are you? And the response is, well, my name is Help. You called me, didn't you? Now, we wish it would just be that simple, right? But we know it's not exactly like that. But the reality is, when you and I call out to God for help, God helps. He responds because that is who he is. It's part of what God does. The Bible actually tells us that the prayers of a righteous person, that they're powerful and effective. Powerful and effective when we call out in our cries to the Lord. And so God loves us, but he hears our prayers. And catch the repeated phrase in our text. Lord help, they cried in their trouble. And he rescued, saved them from their distress. And this cry is mentioned in those verses 6, 13, 19, and 28. And I suspect that that is really only a sampling of the number of times that God's people cried out to him for help during the journey of their life. But it's a reminder that God wants us to call out to him in our distress so that our prayers will be heard in heaven in the ears of our Heavenly Father. Lord, help! Now that's not even a long prayer, is it? Can you just say that with me? Lord, help. Wow, there we go. We just put something in the bowl, right? God hears our prayers. Remember that when you are in trouble, when you are in distress. Lord, help. Lord, help. He loves us. He hears our prayers. And thirdly, God does help us. God does help us. In reading through our text, I think we've established this truth about the journey of God's people. Their circumstances were varied, the trouble came, and the scriptures tell us they cried out to the Lord in their trouble and wanted his help. Now let me just say as an aside, don't wait for trouble to come before you call out to God. Don't wait for that day, but pray along the way and ask God for his help and give thanks and praise to him along the way. Because it's better to work, can I say, from a reserve of prayer than to have to run out of spiritual gas and get the tank filled up. And if you've ever run out of gas in your vehicle, you know what that's like. It's frustrating, drives you crazy, right? Each time that they cried out to the Lord for help, he responded to them. And the verses in our text tell us how God responded. And I'm just basically going to list the very things that we read out of Psalm 107. And it's this: he rescued them, led them, saved them, snapped their chains, sent his word and healed them, snatched them from the door of death, calmed the storm and made it like a whisper, stilled the waves, and brought them safely into harbor. Wow! When we cry out to God, God is almost like anxious, waiting for us to call, so that he can respond with a rescue, with a healing, with a breaking of chains, with whatever it is that you and I have need in our lives. I was reading about Randy Frazee. I don't know if you know him, but he has a book entitled His Mighty Strength. And he comments about taking his children to the Cayman Islands for a holiday and going out into the water to actually snorkel with them. And when they got into the water, the waves actually got pretty rough when they were about 30 yards out from the shore. And he actually froze in fear. And he started calling out to help to those who were with him. Now, everybody thought he was joking because he was actually a trained swimmer. So he knew what he was doing and he didn't need to experience this fear, but he was afraid. And finally, one of his friends turns back and comes to meet him and swims back to shore. His worry for his family escalated to the point where he had brought his children into his own bedroom with his wife, put blankets on the floor so that they would be within eyeshot so that he wouldn't have to worry about them. He was afraid for his children. Now, that sounds okay if it was like for one or two or three nights, but it went on for 6 months. Ever found yourself in a place where you got afraid? Like really afraid? For yourself? For your health? For somebody else? And you began to react in a way that was irrational. So Randy Frazee, he goes to a counselor who tells him that he had had this experience in the Cayman Islands when he went into the water that reset his fear meter such that he could not distinguish between an authentic threat from an imagined one. And so the counselor actually gave him a cassette. Now, do you know what a cassette is? Okay, we're dating ourselves here, okay? If you know what a cassette is, and if you don't know what it is, Google it, okay? You'll find out what a cassette is. So the counselor gave him a cassette. And over the next while, he listened to the truth, actually, from Scripture. That's what the counselor had given him, the truth from Scripture. And it talked about who he was and how much God loved him. Now, it's interesting because scientists actually call this neuro-linguistic programming. Okay, so that's a technical term. The counselor called it Bible meditation. Okay? And so that's what it was. Anyways, in 2 weeks, the kids were back in their own rooms. The fear had dissipated. And Frazee commented on how refocusing on the truth from God's word personally helped him. And he says, meditating on biblical truth is an anchor that gives us stability in the midst of the storms that life throws our ways. Because the reality is, storms are going to come. Just because we name in the name of Jesus does not mean that we get a pass on the storms of life. They will come. They will happen. But this psalm reminds us that God loves us, that He wants to hear our prayers, that He will help us. Which leads to understand that, fourthly, God deserves our praise. He deserves our praise. Now, when we think about all that the Lord has done for us, what should our response be? And Psalm 107 gives us clear and focused direction in this matter. Verses 8, 15, 21, and 31. Let them praise the Lord for His great love, and for the wonderful things that He has done for them. Let them praise the Lord. You know, I'm no rocket scientist, but I can stand before you today and look back on the journey of my own life, good parts, the bad parts, and tell you that God has expressed His love to me and to my wife, to our family, over and over and over. So many testimonies of things that God has done. How many times could I tell you that He heard my prayers for help as I cried out to Him? He rescued me. He led me. He saved me. He snapped chains in my life. He sent His word and healed me or healed a family member. My wife was actually on death's door probably about 3 times. And all I could do was, Lord, help. And God stepped in. Like, I'm talking serious, where she was in one hospital and the doctors didn't know what to do. And they said, we have to airlift this woman to Mount Sinai in Toronto, because we think she's going to die because sepsis had overtaken her organs and she was shutting down. And all I could do was, Lord, help. And He did. He did. I can declare the wonderful things that God has done in my life. He's calmed the storm. He has stilled the waves. And he has brought me safely into harbor. And that's what our life journeys are all about. And you and I know that there is only one person who can do that. And it's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he deserves our praise. In preparing this message, I was reminded of a man from the very first church that I served in as pastor. And he did something very special for me. He gave me a cassette. We've already been over what's a cassette, right? He gave me a cassette. So again, this is going back many, many years. And he encouraged me to listen to it regularly. And what it was he had taped himself reading the scriptures. And when I first turned it on, I thought, man, this is a little bit self-serving that he, you know, recorded himself for me to listen to. And I thought that was a bit odd. But as I turned it on and I listened to it, every scripture that he read, he had inserted my name. My name to personalize the truth of the scriptures to my life. No weapon formed against you, Dale, will prosper. Greater is he who is in you, Dale, than he who is in the world. Dale, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish every fiery dart that the enemy throws at you. Nothing, Dale, can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Dale, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves you. Dale, you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. And it sounds so simple, but listening to the truth day after day moved the truth from up here to down here. And it actually encouraged me to fill my bowl with prayers of thanksgiving to God, which I did do. So, some action steps. I want to encourage you to read through Psalm 107. But what I want you to do is I want you to insert your journey. Because in the scriptures there, we're reading about the journey of God's people, Israel. But could you read through Psalm 107 with your journey put in there? And that may be a little bit difficult with some of the things that you've experienced, but it also might be a healing journey for you to do that. The second thing that I would say is, and this you may find weird or whatever, but you know what? Take a bowl into your prayer time with you. Just put it on the table as a reminder that when you're praying, God's hearing. God's hearing. He's listening to what you're saying. And sometimes you may be so in that place where all you can say is, Lord, help. Lord, help. And you know what? That's okay. But it's a reminder that you and I need to pray and ask God for help. And the other thing too is I would picture that your bowl is filling up as you're praying. Let it be filling up as you pray. And then take a moment every day to praise and thank God for the wonderful things that he's doing in your life. And I would even encourage you to take a little strip of paper. And I know we live in such a digital age. And that's why sometimes we do these or need to do these types of things just to remind us about the basic important things that we need to do in our lives. Take a little piece of paper and just put it in here as a prayer of thanksgiving. God, you're the one who deserves all the praise for what you've done in my life. And then fill that up and let it be a reminder. If you ever get discouraged, go back in and think, oh, right. God did this. Oh, right. God heard my prayer on that one. And that will encourage each one of us. Now, you may be listening, and you may not even know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But that's okay, because what I would say to you is start with the very first point. God loves us. God loves us. So much so that he sent his son, Jesus, on a journey to this earth to live and then to die on a cross, to bear the sins of humanity so that we could have a victorious journey as described in Psalm 107. So, take a bowl with you. Remember that God loves you. He hears your prayers. He wants to help you. And He's deserving of our praise. Amen. Allow me to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness to us. We're so glad that you love us, despite the way we are at times. And you hear our prayers, even the ones of, Lord, help. And we thank you for that. And you want to help us. And truly, you are so deserving of our prayers. And so I would pray for the people who are listening today online and also for those who are here in person, that we would fill up our bowls with prayers. Prayers of thanksgiving for all that you are and all that you've done for each one of us. And for that, we will continue to praise and give you thanks. So Lord, thank you for these people and for anybody who does not yet know Jesus. I pray that they would just open up their heart today and say, Lord, help. And I know that you will come and reveal yourself to them. So God, thank you for this time, this day, this church, and I pray your blessing upon them. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you.